Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning here at our Amherst studio. I'm sure across Buffalo, wherever you're listening as well. It's in June. I mean, I hope it's beautiful.
You say that, but like yesterday when we started the show, it wasn't terrible, and then it rained the entire day.
Oh, man.
So we're going to make sure of this. Yes, it's beautiful all around.
I will tell you about my adventures yesterday with the weather. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you are looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Mandatory minicamps for the Buffalo Bills do start today. They'll be running from today through Thursday. We are anticipating to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott at 11:45. We do hope to play as much of that as we can for you. We will be joined by Sal Capaccio in about 10 minutes as he gets ready to head down to One Bills Drive for today. Will James Cook be in attendance? That is the big story of the day. We have news on that. James Cook in attendance?
According to Adam Schefter, yes.
Schefty! With the report that he's not in and then the report that he is. That is something, real quick, so behind the scenes stuff. All morning, I have been watching all of the reports of, hey, this guy's not going to be in camp, this guy's not going to be in camp, what have you. And then Adam Schefter, 6 minutes ago, Bills running back James Cook, who has been seeking a new contract this offseason, is in attendance for today's mandatory minicamp. Why did it have to happen at 10:05?
Sunday, Adam Schefter, que pasa?
What happened? Well, so that's big news.
It's like it wasn't a story at all. I was right. I am going to be insufferable. I'm going to say words that I'm going to regret, so I'm not going to do that. Take it away, Zach.
What is a little frustrating, being in this business, that was like the one story. We talked with Sal Marana yesterday about it. Like, look, I'm going to be somebody that loves to see like Elijah Moore clips. I get it. But they're kind of non-factors a lot of the time. There really aren't any big stories. This was the one big story for the Bills. And thankfully, for the Bills' sake, there really doesn't seem to be a story. And I mentioned it through last week and to start this week too. To me now, this is a non-story. If he's here now, he certainly isn't missing training camp.
We're not worrying about this until February. Right all along.
Now, do you think they'll sign him in February, March?
Ready? Yesterday. Kicking and screaming, talking about it.
So there you go.
Didn't want to do it. And as promised, when I said this on Saturday, if anyone was listening, I'm sitting in the same chair, talking to the same microphone, and now I get to say it. I was right all along, not really all that strong when I can read the tea leaves of James Cook straight up saying, I don't want to be a distraction.
I really hope, though, that one report from the fan was like that.
Like, it's not hard for me to get that right.
I really want that fan to be right. That they're like, no, I saw him from the JFK airport. We were on the same flight to Buffalo.
Yes.
I want that to be so true.
I want that to be true because, like, it brings Lou Lamoriello walking in the Buffalo airport vibes.
So good.
What I really wanted, what I desperately wanted, was James Cook to be online enough to have been at Duff's yesterday.
Chronically online.
If he was at Duff's at all yesterday, I would have said extend him $15 million a season. Let's not blink twice.
Like
the man's online for the memes, and he understands the Buffalo sports meme of an ex player being at Duff's.
James Cook, quote unquote, gets it. There we go.
15 by 7. I don't care.
James Cook, though, in attendance for mandatory minicamp. We don't know yet if he'll be practicing. What is exciting, though, I mean, this also probably helps Bills head coach Sean McDermott. You knew the first question was going to be, is Cook in attendance?
Well, gosh.
Now you can sit there and go, all right, guys, yeah, you saw the report. He's in attendance. Now it's just going to be more if he participates or not. I am fine either way. If he doesn't participate, dude, I get it. You're looking for a new deal. Don't want to risk it. I fully understand. I have zero issues.
We're getting
with that.
A pouring in, by the way, of more players not being there.
That's been the reports all day.
And again,
all day.
It's like James Cook was telling the truth. He wasn't going to be at the voluntary one, but he would be at the one that would cost him money. That's how these go. What's his participation? That's a question. That's a question we'd be willing to field.
803-0550, the number to call.
If you're concerned about that, but I guess my guess is if he's here, you're not concerned at all anymore. So yeah. For any of you that was panicking, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You get to breathe again.
I do want to give some credit as well to Sir of the Wagons podcast. I think Jeremy gave credit to them as well this morning.
They had it yesterday.
They were on this yesterday. So good on them for being on this.
I wanted to say something about it, and I'm like, I'm going to wait. Mostly because we want to make sure that we got everything there. But it was, here we go. And I believed it. But I don't want to go out over and ahead of myself. So, yeah, for anyone that had those concerns, though.
I just had a terrible thought. I'm sorry, I keep going.
What's so funny over there, Giggly Bits?
Can you imagine he shows up only to pull what Trey Hendrickson did with the Bengals, where he's like, no, I showed up to talk to the media about how disrespected I've been.
I showed up to say I'm
Could
out.
Could you imagine?
But also, the Bengals.
Well, yeah, Shamar Stewart, their rookie, who in a way is not
first-round pick.
But he's not being drafted to replace Trey Hendrickson, but there has been that feeling of like, he may be gone.
He may be the long-term replacement for Trey Hendrickson.
He is still not participating. He has still not signed his rookie contract, which I will point out, there are still some Bills rookies that have not signed their rookie deals yet. That's not too surprising. There are built-in protective fixes for them. If you get hurt, don't worry, you're fine. Like, we'll worry about this as we worry about it. It sounds like for the Bengals, it's much more along the lines of they're taking some of that stuff out. They're taking some of the language out. They're not being as like everybody else. The Bengals are in a tough spot. Hendrickson's not there. Shamar Stewart's in attendance. He's not participating. And you can tell as well his agent is putting out there. It's because he still has not signed his deal for these reasons. And then, yesterday they released Jermaine Pratt, which every Bengals report I saw was, this is not surprising. What is surprising,
why is it so late?
Why is it, what was it yesterday, June 9th, and now he's being released?
The Bengals are bungling again, and now it actually makes it more impressive that they made a Super Bowl.
It does kind of, doesn't it?
It like, we've talked about and joked often of how do the Bengals get so much grace for making a Super Bowl one time?
Honestly, that might be it, is that everyone's like, it's the Bengals, really?
It's the Bengals and their ownership and their management style. Like, it's actually more impressive that they made a Super Bowl because their management styles and tactics are just not good.
Mm-hmm. Did mention it at the top of the show before we got the James Cook stuff, but some other players that are not in attendance. Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey for the Dolphins, not in attendance. We do, of course, as we mentioned, Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart.
I will say, just to slow you down for a second, Jalen Ramsey was excused.
Okay.
John Smith is not.
Okay. Terry McLaurin, that one is very much not surprising. He is not in attendance. Did show up to OTAs, surprisingly left. And that's where we got some of the reports from NFL insider Jordan Schultz about how upset he's been looking to get a new deal. He is not a mandatory minicamp. And then as well with that, maybe a surprising one, quote unquote. Another pass rusher, though, T.J. Watt, 30 years old, final year of his contract. He's not at mandatory minicamp as well.
Ooh, baby. The Steelers have to play hardball with their best player, and quite frankly, the reason they always get to over 500.
He plays a big part into it. Absolutely.
It's not even a big part. He is their most valuable player. When he is out of their lineup, it is very much noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
When the Bills had to play the Steelers a couple of years ago in the playoffs, do you know who wasn't there?
Yeah.
T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
You know what happened with the Steelers? They rolled over and died.
Now, on that, and actually, funny enough, with the Bills as well, there have been points, though, where T.J. Watt has been able to drag out essentially a hold-in with the Steelers and then signs his deal at the 11th hour and is able to play against the Bills opening day, a game the Pittsburgh Steelers actually do win. Quite surprising loss for the Bills to open the season back in, that had been 23. I think it's a 23 opener.
No, wait, when they lost to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, opening day.
I don't think that was 23.
I'm checking now.
Yeah, check your Bills Steelers. It might have been. I don't know. They all kind of blur together.
They do,
but I'm thinking about the last.
They do.
I think the last time, though, that the Bills had the Steelers in the regular season, 22. It was the Gabe Davis 98-yard touchdown.
So maybe. Or is it's 21.
That's what I thought. I knew it was longer ago.
21. That's right. It is not after 13 seconds. It's after the 2020 season.
Yes.
My apologies. Thank you. Yes, 21.
Yeah, I got you, man.
That was part of it as well. And that's actually the last deal he signed.
Yep.
Is that one where it's the 11th hour, all of a sudden, boom, here's his big money, he's going
to
play.
The amount of times the Pittsburgh Steelers have like entered a cheat code into a controller and then T.J. Watt did something to take the football away is more times than I can count.
Yeah.
And he has, quite honestly, saved that franchise from becoming a dumpster.
Yeah, star players will do that for you.
And the fact that he is sitting out, knowing full well this might be the last deal that he signs. He wants to be able to be a Steeler for life, for what I'm gathering on this.
Yeah,
you don't hold out otherwise. But there's a non-zero possibility that T.J. Watt is available next year. Holy
and at a
brother.
Position, and at a position that the dreaded age 30 isn't necessarily as scary. Pass rushers can often play into their mid-30s at a very high level.
And Watt has had injury concerns. But
he absolutely has. But it is still T.J. Watt. You feel really good about that.
And you take what he that chance.
Yep. One that is also interesting, Terry McLaurin, we've mentioned him, especially when we were actually talking about James Cook and potentially not showing up. What's worse, not being at OTAs at all or leaving OTAs early. Well, now we see McLaurin is now sticking his fork in the road a little bit here. And also showing his displeasure, showing up to OTAs, leaving, and now not being at mandatory minicamp, that's big. And then for Cook as well, we'll see about what the actual participation is. I've mentioned it, though. I don't particularly care. If he's there, awesome. And working, even better. But
McLaurin makes sense because of the fact that, like, he left OTAs. He is displeased about the contract situation.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is turning into, this is what we got. I'm continuing on this path. We're going to have to deal with this.
Yep. Now on the Wester Hotline, I mean, kind of. He's sitting right next to me. Sal Capaccio joins the show here in our West.
Wester to my left, Sal Capaccio.
In our Just Call Jed studios.
Yes. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I don't know if we've done this. We've done this a couple times maybe over the years, but I'm like, hey, practice a little later today.
Mm-hmm.
McDermott at 11:45. My guy had to come in for a few other things anyway. And figured I'd join you in studio, and then I realized there's a Snickers bar here that says, do not eat until the Bills win the Super Bowl. I have never seen that before.
It is definitely new. Okay.
And I have to ask, I think I left a coffee mug in here the other day, a nice like Tervis tumbler. So Josh, if you happen to find it, let me know.
Right? I don't drink coffee, I'm out.
And it's all right. Okay, well, not you guys. Someone might I'll have to look around for it. Anyway, it's good to be here with you guys. And of course, I'll be heading right down to the stadium after this, and mandatory mini camp scheduled to begin at 12:30. We will hear from Sean McDermott at 11:45 a.m.
So I got to ask you, because I know you've been walking around the studios. Have you seen the news for the Bills that's come down in the last 15 minutes?
I have not.
James Cook is in attendance at mandatory minicamp.
Okay. So I've been in meetings and I did not see that. I had my phone off. Thank you very much. I'm looking. He is there. The question is,
how involved?
How involved will he be?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure. Well, I mean, we'll even see if we get any you know update on that from Sean McDermott. I could absolutely see him being like, well, we'll see when we get out there.
Yep.
And that being it. I will say, though, personally for me, I mentioned it yesterday, him being here is it for me. If he participates, great, awesome. We really don't need to talk about this till March. If he's here but not participating, okay. It also makes sense to me. I don't see any necessarily issue with that, especially when I'm seeing around the league a lot of guys not in attendance.
Yeah, it's interesting. I agree with you. Like, I thought about this today, which is James Cook has been kind of the story around the league for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Now, we're hyper-focused on it in Buffalo. There's been other names. But really, a lot of it's been James Cook from the national reporters and the talking heads. as we've gotten closer to this, and now today, it's like, oh, Cook's here, but McLaurin's not there,
right?
And TJ Watt's not there, and Jalen Ramsey's not there, right? I don't think any of those three are there. If I'm mistaken, that's
Ramsey's,
possible.
Ramsey's not there.
Ramsey
does have an excused absence, though.
Okay. Ramsey excused. Jonnu Smith not, though.
Jonnu Smith is not. Okay, there you go. Yep. And Ramsey's going to get traded, I think. That's probably the excuse. Like, hey, dude, don't you don't need to be here. You're not part of the team.
Yeah, right? We're not having you in meetings. You will not
right,
be here.
Exactly. So isn't it funny, though, how we've gone from, oh, my God, they have all this drama in Buffalo to, oh, James Cook is there. But there's all this drama over in this other spot now.
And, you know, the Terry McLaurin thing, me and Derek have talked about it. You know, what's worse, Cook not being at OTAs or McLaurin being at OTAs and leaving early? I think to me, I hear that and I go,
OTAs or minicamp? Is he there and left? Is
he was at OTAs. He was
at OTAs. OTAs.
And now, now not at minicamp further.
Right. That's right. And I think, yeah, that's it's kind of like a statement. I guess, you know what that is to me? And I don't know this. I'm not in Washington. What that says to me is maybe he showed up, talked with people, and got a sense of, okay, this is not going where I want
it. Right.
So I'm just going to leave now. Or maybe he wanted to be there to make an attempt. I'm showing my face. Let's get this done. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen, right? That could be that case. You know, the next part of this will be, A, what does James Cook do today?
Yep.
This could be a hold in, which means he's here. He doesn't get fined. The team cannot fine him because he is actually present, but he doesn't actually participate in any drills. That's what we're going to find out at 12:30 p.m. And just so everybody knows, the media can watch all of practice each 3 days.
Good, okay.
So we'll be on the field watching, and then we still have the normal video reporting. You'll see, you know, shots of him and stuff, but we can report after practice what we saw and what we didn't see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so my daily Elijah Moore tweet.
There you go. And then in the next part of that will be training camp, which is there's been a lot of kind of reporting on this, and let me just clarify for everybody. So the way the CBA works is,
yes,
you do get fined if you're not at training camp every day. If you are not there the first day of the mandatory report date, you do not get an accrued season. An accrued season means right now James Cook has completed 3 years. You must complete 4 years to be eligible for free agency. You have to have four accrued seasons. If you don't show up to the first day of training camp, you don't get an accrued season, which means you can't even become a free agent. But what you can do is show up the first day and then leave the second day.
And then leave, yep.
And you can do that.
Yep, okay.
That would be a workaround.
I'm glad you brought that up because me and Derek talked a little bit about that. I know One Bills Live had a guest on that was kind of talking about
that. Yes, that was Joel Corey.
That was a big thing where it's like, wait, be disastrous if he didn't show up. Wait, he's going to be there, but then you bring up the good point. He can show up day one, but leave day two.
He could do that. So that's down the road. We'll wait. You know, training camp is probably 6 weeks from now, let's say. We'll find out. I think today the more pressing is, okay, James Cook is here. He's in Buffalo. Let's see how things go. And I mean, you never know. Maybe there is some sort of movement on a contract. I mean, I'm not predicting that as I sit here with you guys, but you never know when those things happen, which is, okay, he's here. Maybe his rep shows up. Maybe him and Brandon Bean kind of bridge a gap. You know, you start to move towards something. We'll see where it goes. More, this is from the Bengals, and this is something that's been brewing too. Shamar Stewart, a rookie, will not be practicing.
God, what a mess the Bengals are right now.
Yeah, and Trey Hendrickson as well, obviously.
The Shamar Stewart thing is so fascinating. I'm going to get the verbiage wrong here, but from what I've read, it's essentially his rookie deal that they're pushing towards him is missing some of the language that
it's
you
the
see
language.
Around the
it
league.
It is consistently something that the Bengals do. They frustrate rookies oftentimes on their opening contracts because of offset language. They do this consistently, and now, Sal, I asked Zach this, so I'll ask it to you. Does that make the Bengals actually making a Super Bowl all the more impressive? Because considering their management style, how did you actually succeed?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the Bengals for a long time just couldn't get out of their own way because of their own, you know, internal how they want to operate. But a really great elite quarterback fixes a lot of that.
It will fix
and that's what happens.
Stuff.
It can cover. Listen, I mean, this is for many years, I would say, Tom Brady just covers up all the warts. Mm-hmm. It's not that you can talk about the Patriot way all you want. The Patriot way is having Tom Brady. Absolutely. That's really what it is.
Yep.
And you could say that about Buffalo, right? People say that about the Bills. You could say it about the Chiefs. You could say it about the Ravens. I do think that you have to have some more talent around, and the Bengals do. They have Ja'Marr Chase, and they have T. Higgins. Joe Mixon, obviously, you know, had been there. They had a really good defense a couple years ago, and Lou Anarumo. Sorry, I think that's how you say his name. I always get it wrong. You know, they did that. But yes, I think to your point, Derek, which is the Bengals are a franchise where if they didn't have that elite quarterback, like they don't find their way to making it work other ways,
right?
And that's what happened there. So we'll see how this all turns out for them. T.J. Watt not at camp, right?
And
that's
another one. He was a little surprising too.
That's a spicy one for me. I love that's going on because I hate how the Steelers have no long-term vision, and it's kind of like it's biting you now in the tail.
Yeah, and here's the thing with T.J. Watt. He's 30 years old. Max Crosby just got paid a bunch of money. We know what Myles Garrett is making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think you give T.J. Watt Myles Garrett money, even though they're about the same age. He's a little bit older. If you want to give him Max Crosby money, that's still a lot of money for a guy that I don't think he had a tackle the last month of the year, by the way.
That is something I've heard a lot of Pittsburgh reporters talk about, is that his last, like he had a good year, but the last month it was like, where is he?
Right, and I don't know. So you have T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward is like 35, Minka Fitzpatrick's going to be 30, I think, coming up.
It's an old
like
roster. What? They have no long
term. Rodgers.
Yeah, they did patchwork with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers these last two years.
So I do think that is going to be really interesting in how you know they proceed. And I'm interested to see what they give a guy like T.J. Watt because I think there is a sentiment there. If you listen to the Steelers reporters and people that I've talked to, there's a sentiment there that I don't know if they want to pay him a whole bunch of money. Yes, he's T.J. Watt. It'll probably get sorted out because he's such a legendary player and he's been so great for them. But I do think there's a danger they probably feel in what kind of money they can give him.
Yeah, I think absolutely. It's curious, though, with Watt. We heard so much about Myles Garrett, Trey Henderson. We're still hearing a lot about Trey Henderson, like Max Crosby.
Yep.
Watt's been the guy that's just been kind of just under the surface, the rumblings. And then today, he's not a mandatory minicamp.
And then Aaron Rodgers is there, right?
I mean, Rodgers is there. He skipped all the voluntary stuff. There he is. I know
Rodgers.
Some nationally were like, he's skipping voluntary. What's going on? He should be there. And it's like, guys, give him a – he's in Egypt. He's doing his weird tours. He'll be there.
He did play it pretty smart of, like, not signing until OTAs were done so that it's not, oh, Aaron Rodgers is skipping OTAs. Nope, he's not a member of the team, I guess, to his credit. And I'm going to throw up now because I said that. But, yeah.
Well, so today, just so let's we'll give everybody a timeline today, tomorrow, Thursday. Sean McDermott will speak at 11:45. Team on the practice field at 12:30. Media gets to watch all practice each day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. After practice, we will hear from the newly married Josh Allen.
Wonderful.
He is scheduled to speak to the media. And then select players, we'll see. I don't know if James Cook's going to talk. My guess is he won't, but who knows? He might want to say something.
We'll see.
And then we'll have a microphone and hear what he has to say.
I had that bad thought where I'm like, oh, he's just in attendance to pull Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
He's not. James is already kind of a quiet guy. He doesn't talk to the media a lot. He's gracious with us when he does, but he's not like a guy that seeks out the microphone a lot. So, you know, we'll see if that happens. And then tomorrow back on it, I don't believe there's any media availability tomorrow before practice. And then they'll be back on the field at 12:30. Then Thursday at 11 a.m. practice. So Thursday's the day. And I think they do that to make sure, hey, we're done. Get the player. A lot of guys want to get out of here. You know what I mean? So you kind of wrap everything up. And then that's it until they show up for training camp. And another part of this is, so everybody knows, there is no difference in the rules between mandatory minicamp and what we've seen at OTAs. Everything they're doing is the same. The only difference is you got to be here.
Yeah, you
got to
be there.
Like, it's the same stuff. 7-on-7, 11-on-11, no hitting, but you can go offense against defense. Yep. And, you know, there's all the regular football stuff without the pads, basically, right? There's no difference. We've seen that for the last two Tuesdays we've been out there. Mandatory minicamp does not change the rules of the field and participation. All it does is change the rules on you needing to be there. That's all it is.
All right.
So it'll be the same stuff. I'll get my Elijah Moore tweets.
You'll get overly giddy about that, and I'll try to
help. Overly giddy because I saw him in a picture in Bills gear with a visor on, Derek. Okay. I was ready to rock.
So it's just more or less Sal, oddly enough, we talked with Sal Mariani yesterday, and Sal and I are in agreement of something. This stuff, like, it is our fault. We do overblow it up of, you know, the mini camp or the training camp reports, and people get overly giddy about it. And I'm like, I still very much subscribe to the preseason pledge of let's always be careful about this stuff. Always. Like, got to stay measured, cool, all throughout the season.
Yeah.
And hearing Sal say that yesterday, he's like, I'm a bit of a curmudgeon, but I'm like this. And I'm like, I'm not alone, and I'm okay with this.
Listen, I think that there's
But I know that nuance. We also have a job.
There's nuance to ways to do this, and I say all the time, if you're making judgments on who's going to win a job now, like out of what you see in OTAs and minicamp, that's to me ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing that. Like, we're not judging who the starting cornerback two is right now based on what we see out at mandatory minicamp. But it is your football team, and it is the NFL.
And
you do want to see guys out there and how they look. Has Keon Coleman, you know, gotten bigger, or Dalton Kincaid, right? And James Cook, the storyline. There's a lot of stuff out there, right? Josh Allen every year tells us something he's working on, right? That he tries. Like, that's out there. I push back on the notion of, oh, it's just minicamp and training camp, or just minicamp or OTAs, and it doesn't matter at all. Well, it does. This is how they get ready for training camp and how they're going to set what their reps are at training camp. So as a media member, I can watch and get a sense of, okay, like, what's going on? Is it, here's one for you, and I can't, like, we can't report these things, right? But I'm like, okay, who's getting those reps? Joe Andreessen and Baylen Spector.
Yep.
Like, because now I can kind of formulate in my mind, what's it going to look like behind Terrell Bernard once they get to camp? Because there are some battles going on. Who's getting the reps in 7-on-7 on the outside? Max Harrison, Trey White, right? Like, how much is Jordan Hancock playing the safety versus the nickel? That's where I'm getting this information now to be able to formulate kind of down the road, and that's why it's important.
Yeah, it helps.
I do love that. The deployment aspect is probably the most important aspect, and it's probably the perfect measure between the two sides of it. But also at the same time, we do know what the people want. We have a job to do.
100%. That's right. You're here for the entertainment, pal.
Yep.
I can't wait for the Bills slow motion clip of highlights. Just don't give me the Anthony Richardson, here's a 2-yard dump off. I will scream. I will.
Did they do that? Did they do a 2-yard dump off with Anthony Richardson?
During OTAs? Which, to be fair with Anthony Richardson, is that's a positive.
That's actually a big deal.
If you show a deep shot, they're like, I see this all the time. Where's the third down safety valve?
Yep.
And so you got to see that. All right, Sal, we'll let you get out of here. Go get down to one.
All right, guys. At Sal Sports, follow me along, and we'll have coverage for you today. And, of course, WGR550.com.
That's right. That's big 3 days here. And James Cook is in attendance. We'll see, though, in terms of his participation. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.